Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, here it is. The moment is upon us. It is Election Eve in America. Thank you for being with us. Toll free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, the Democrats have come up with an incredible closing argument. The Democratic campaign chief, Sean Patrick Maloney, we had on his opponent, didn't we, Linda? What was that guy's name?
Michael Lawler.
Sean Patrick. What's that?
Michael Lawler.
Michael Lawler.
Is that Michael Lawler
is running against the Republican. Anyway,
he's a good choice. He's a solid choice.
Lawler. Anyway, so they have a great closing argument. Is the Democratic campaign chief? This is a guy appointed by Pelosi to help every Democrat get elected. Good luck tomorrow. Anyway, encouraging New York voters. If you are struggling to afford gas prices and groceries, you can eat Chef Boyardee to offset record levels of inflation seen under President Biden. Anyway, according to Sean Patrick Maloney, it's Hudson Valley residents who are struggling to put gas in their tank and food on their table should eat Chef Boyardee. Now, Mike Lawler, as you call him, tweeted.
Oh, my God, you butchered that.
With a recent clip of the Democratic discussing inflation, I have a better idea. Let's fire Sean Maloney and reduce inflation so New Yorkers can afford to live here and eat what they want. You can't even make this up. And by the way, what happened to James Clyburn? Now, if you go back to the primary in 2020, Joe Biden was on the ropes. He was about to lose. He's heading into South Carolina after poor showings in Iowa and New Hampshire. Goes to North Carolina. If it wasn't for James Clyburn, there's no way Joe Biden wins the nomination. It could have ended right there in South Carolina. Very powerful congressman. And so he said to Fox News Digital, he doubled down on it, this comparing conservatism and Republicans to Nazism in this interview. I'm telling you, I see parallels to 1930s Germany. What has happened to this Democratic Party? They have become radicalized. Look, I could go over all of this again and again and again. We're gonna hit a lot of it. But I am telling you right now, this is an inflection point for this country. It's very simple. If you're happy with a 41-year high of inflation, if you're happy with record high gas prices, if you are happy with wide open borders, if you're happy with defund, dismantle, no bail laws, if you are happy with CRT and gender identity being taught to your kids instead of reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers, then vote Democrat. Because this is what you're going to get more of. The damage they are doing to the country is real. Inflation is roaring on. It's far from transitory. And anyway, even Democratic think tanks are warning now that their own party is out of touch. Anyway, you got one think tank linked to big names in the Democratic Party warning voters that they see the party as too extreme. Do you think so? Let's look at, for example, John Fetterman. And I can't even believe it's only a 2-point race in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, wake up. Tomorrow, get out and vote. Because I can't believe you would consider that you got a guy that he's like dressed up for Halloween every day. This guy tries to act like he's a working guy with his little hoodie on. He's a trust fund brat. He never had a job until he became the mayor of a town with 2,100 people. By the time he left, there were only 1,700. Average median income was $21,000. He did a lousy job, and now he's a lieutenant governor that barely shows up for work, only when it comes to times and days when he's on the parole board to release convicted murderers. How would you elect this guy? It's insanity. You know, no restrictions on abortion. You agree with that, Pennsylvania? Vote for John Fetterman. If you don't, vote for Dr. Oz. More, because he wants abortion, no restrictions up to the moment of birth. You know, moratorium on fracking. That is an $80 billion industry in Pennsylvania. Are you insane? He wants to open up a third to half of the prisons, let out half the prison population in Pennsylvania. That's not too smart either. He wants to legalize all drugs in Pennsylvania. Brags about his support for the group BLM. What do we want, dead cops? When do we want them now? And his love of the street gang, the Crips. You know, he wants taxpayer-funded safe heroin injection sites. Is that what you want to spend your money on, Pennsylvania? Really? You want to sue oil company execs and grocery store CEO executives? Do you want Pennsylvania to be the sanctuary state that he wants? You want to eliminate the legislative filibuster like he wants? You want to pack the courts like he wants to pack them? You know, are you okay with the fact that this guy, as mayor, chased an innocent African-American jogger down the street? According to the jogger, he was held captive at gunpoint with a shotgun pointed at his chest, held prisoner until the cops finally showed up. Is that the guy you want? Because that's what you're going to get. And I don't care if it's him. I don't care if it's Raphael Warnock. You want Raphael Warnock, the guy that he's hit the trifecta. He's friends with the Reverend Wright, GD America. Raphael Warnock is, you know, the same guy that loves Fidel Castro and praised him, praised the rabid, virulent, anti-Semite and racist Louis Farrakhan. That's pretty much the trifecta. That's Raphael Warnock. How he's gotten away with all of this, I have no idea. He's a new Green Deal radical socialist. You know, this guy wants to eliminate all fossil fuels. He wants critical race theory taught in school. He refers to cops as thugs and gangsters. He said the opioid crisis is only a public health issue because the faces of human tragedy are white and they are suburban. He wants, here's a minister, Ebenezer Baptist Church, and he wants no restrictions on abortion at all whatsoever. Another one with Jim Crow 2.0. Meanwhile, 2.5 million people have already voted in the state of Georgia. Are you kidding me? He doubles his income in less than 2 years as a senator. Great gig. Unbelievable. He's the guy whose wife is on tape saying in 2020 he tried to use his car as a weapon and run her over, ran over her foot. Well, how come he didn't get arrested? He did get arrested for impeding and obstructing an investigation into a camp that he ran with allegations of child abuse. Five cases, instances of varying degrees of abuse in the church. How do you vote for a guy that praises Reverend Wright, Louis Farrakhan, and Fidel Castro? I mean, it's almost as bad as Stacey Abrams down in Georgia. Can't believe it. You know, on inflation, on every single issue, he's a 98% Biden-Schumer voter. There's no outside thought. This is the same in every single, solitary example that we have. You know, everyone that's running that is a Democrat has gone to the radical side. Every single one of them. Look at Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin. Same thing. Defund the police. Overbloated police departments. Okay, defund them. What are we going to do then?
What? Who do you call? Nobody. He wants no cash bail at all. Wants 50% of prisoners released in the state of Wisconsin. You know, he wants illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses and in-state tuition breaks. Are you kidding me? A full new Green New Dealer. You know, in other words, another climate alarmist cult member, which is what we want. Legalization of drugs. Eliminate the filibuster. No restrictions on abortion. Unreal. I can give you a reason for every one of these Democrats. There's never been a more radicalized group of people running for office. Mark Kelly in Arizona, another guy, you know, no restrictions on abortion. He's a 98% Biden guy. This is a guy that, you know, hasn't done a thing to lift a finger, voted against title here, border state of Arizona, voted against Title 42 three times, voted against hiring 18,000 Border Patrol agents, voted to defund the border wall construction three times in 2021 alone. You know, a guy that, you know, voted for 87,000 new IRS agents, but he won't secure the border in the state, great state of Arizona. Absent law enforcement out there despises him, which is why they're all supporting Blake Masters. You know, you look at his controversies. He may have violated transparency laws, waiting to file different disclosures as it relates to Chinese link company stock. I'm like, what has he done? Are you better off than you were 21 months ago? That's the question all of you have to now ask yourself. Because it really simply comes down to, are you better off? Are you happy with the direction of the country? Do you think we can do better than a 41-year high of inflation? Do you think we could do better if we would be energy independent, the lifeblood of the world's economy? There's no alternative energies. There's no renewable energy that is presently available to replace oil, gas, and coal. It doesn't exist. But yet, these are the policies they're pursuing, and they have unilaterally, economically disarmed this country, and it has compromised our national security. It has taken away high-paying career jobs in the energy sector, and we're paying a fortune for it. And if you think it's bad now, wait till you get your heating bills this winter, because we're expecting increases as high as at a minimum of 30%, likely higher. And there's even the possibility that all of New England, are you listening, New Hampshire? Don Bolduc is running in New Hampshire. Are you listening, New Hampshire? Because Maggie Hassan is responsible in part for this new Green Deal insanity. We had energy independence. We were a net exporter of energy. We had a thriving economy with next to zero inflation under Donald Trump. We had secure borders under Donald Trump. We had everything working perfectly for the most part and a world that respected us. You know, we didn't have Republicans in charge pushing CRT and gender, you know, identity education for our kids over the basics and the fundamentals. It wasn't Republicans that wanted to keep their kids in masks in school for years and years on end. It never happened. You don't have Republicans supporting defund, dismantle, no bail laws. That is what is on the ballot tomorrow. I'm reading these articles. Energy officials are warning of a heating fuel shortage. There is a real possibility there's going to be blackouts and people are going to be freezing in New England this winter because of the energy shortage. And by the way, Joe Manchin is all disgusted at Joe Biden's comments. We're going to be shutting down these plants. We're not going to be drilling all across the USA. And we're going to have wind and solar. Okay, Joe. In the meantime, we need oil, gas, and coal until we can make this transition that you're talking about. And then anyway, so Manchin called Biden's comments outrageous, offensive, and disgusting. Joe Manchin, I don't feel sorry for you. You were promised a pipeline when you went along with Schumer and you went along with Biden and you went along with this Inflation Reduction Act, but by your own words knew it wouldn't do anything to fight inflation because you were promised a pipeline and you're not getting your pipeline. That's how honorable your fellow Democrats are. Biden this weekend saying there'll be no more drilling. He says there's no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling. Then a protester, you know, said, objected to, well, there's offshore drilling. He said that was before I was president. We're trying to work on to get that done, meaning he doesn't want any drilling Okay, so we're going to beg Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iran, OPEC plus, plus be in Russia. Are you kidding me? This is on the ballot tomorrow. Don't come crying to this show on Wednesday and don't say you weren't warned, because you're going to end up with the government you deserve. Now, all of these Senate races, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona and Washington State, it's going to be decided by tens of thousands of votes. That's it, combined. Every vote is going to matter. If you look at 2016, three swing states, Donald Trump wins it by 77,000 votes. If you look at 2020, Georgia and Wisconsin and Arizona, Biden wins by 43,000 votes. Don't tell me your vote won't matter tomorrow. And do I like the system we have? No, I prefer paper balloting and get the answer on election night, who won and who lost. But it's the system we have. You got to show up. You got to do your part. You got to try. You got to try. And I'd say to my kids when they played sports, effort and attitude. This is now the effort part. Your effort is to get your ass out and vote. And if you don't vote and you don't get the reaction you want, then you have nobody but yourself to blame for this country continuing to spiral downwards, because that's what's happening.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hannity's on right now.
All right, Joe Biden, we're going to be shutting these plants down all across America. I'm like, oh, great, as we're heading into a cold winter. Not very smart on his part. Americans now can expect a 30% increase in their heating bills this winter. Then he said, no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling. Well, that contradicts everything they're saying. There's 9,000 leases out there. They have no idea whether any of those leases are going to bear any fruit, and there's no company willing to invest in it, because they don't trust the administration is going to stick with it. You know, an article came out on Yahoo Finance today. You know, we have diesel and heating oil inventories in the Northeast in particular, really, really low. Anyway, the series of calls between the energy secretary, the dope that she is, Jennifer Granholm, several of the country's biggest oil refiners, to discuss a strategy to boost stockpiles. All right, so they come up with a plan. They have a press conference on October 31st, and it turns out Joe Biden then slams them and calls them big oil and attacks the oil industry as if they caused the problem. By the way, if you don't know it, watch this winter. I wish Election Day were in February, because heating bills are going to be 30% or more higher. Another Zero Hedge article, people are fed up. Electricity bills now, a new point of pain coming.
The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
25 till the top of the hour. Amazing how the left doesn't want election integrity measures. The ones we want are simple: voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, meaning the minute a ballot arrives, it's on a camera that anybody can watch 24 hours a day, so we ensure integrity. Partisan observers watch the vote count, update your voter rolls every year. Not a big deal. So both the Supreme Court and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that, no, we have very specific rules for mail-in ballots. You got to date the ballot. You got to put it in an envelope. You got to put your signature on it, etc. And if you don't, then it's not considered a real ballot. Those are what the rules are. Very clear, spelled out. Everybody can figure it out. This is why we need day of voting. Make it a national holiday and let everybody put in paper ballots. You drop it in a box, let partisans of all sides, whatever political party, watch, and then watch the vote count start to finish. And at the end of the night, you say, so-and-so, we can now project, won the election. Boom. If it's close, you do a recount. That's simple. This is not brain surgery here. Election officials in key states warning results may not be known for days. How is this possible? And why is it always the same states? Washington Post, officials in closely contested states are warning that winners of tight races may not be known on election night. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin. Officials in recent days preemptively calling for patience, acknowledging that some of the factors that bogged down the process in 2020 remain unresolved 2 years later. In some cases, partisan disagreements blocked fixes. This is the United States. We're better than this. All these other states do it perfectly. Why can't they do it perfectly? Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Okay, she's the Secretary of State. She's running for governor. She should recuse herself for being the head of elections. Elected secretaries of state in Arizona have overseen elections. She says, whether on the ballot, however, you have former secretaries of state saying, no, you should not oversee your own election. And they noted that it could create the appearance of a conflict of interest. You think? That's the race with Katie Hobbs in it. By the way, even there's been some media fact checking at the last minute. They even fact checked Biden on this gas price claim. You know, it's $3.19 a gallon. He said, no, we're back up to averaging close to $4 a gallon in most places. It's so sad. I read this on Zero Hedge. Imagine this economy where, quote, the headline, I'm selling my blood to eat. I have no choice. Gas, groceries, electricity, rent, the price of everything soaring to a four-decade high, on average $72 a household. Household finances are under severe pressure as wage growth fails to outpace this inflation of 18 months, leading many people now to find a second job. Even holding two jobs isn't enough to sustain the cost of living crisis. They quote this one person, Cash Lewis, 31, Denver, Colorado, works multiple jobs, trying to find a third job due to rising inflation, tells The Guardian she works 6 days a week, sometimes more than 16 hours a day, just to pay the bills. I'm exhausted all of the time. On the one day I have off a week, I donate plasma, my blood, for extra money. Selling my blood to eat because I have no choice. It's unbelievable. The average millennial, FoxNews.com, owes more than $100,000 in non-mortgage debt. Wow. How is that possible? You wouldn't think that was possible in this country, but it is. It's unbelievable. Anyway, and to add insult to injury, America's fuel supplies are plummeting. Biden's out there promising no more drilling. You know, he said at a, you know, with Kathy Hochul,
I have no more drilling. There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
Middle East, 5 more years of offshore drilling.
No,
I. Landing for the Pacific, but in the Antarctic and off the Gulf of New Mexico, or off the Gulf of Mexico.
That was before I was president. We're trying to work on that, get that done.
No, so we don't want to drill anywhere. I'd rather kiss the ass of MBS and Saudi Arabia and OPEC and Venezuela and Iran. Wall Street Journal pointing out the percentage of African-American voters who intend to vote Republican this year is more than double what it was about 2 years ago. I don't think people have forgotten that the president that committed more money over the longest period of time for historically black colleges is Donald Trump. The one with criminal justice reform, that was Donald Trump. So you don't have disparate sentencing in our court system. The one that set record low after record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women in the workplace, youth unemployment, African American youth unemployment. That was Donald Trump, too. Anyway, 17% of voters said that they would pick a Republican candidate for Congress over a Democrat. I think this is, look, what's happened is the Democratic Party is now the party of coastal elites, and the Republican Party is now evolved into the party of working men and women. And I know it's not in full view for a lot of people, but it is very clear what's happening here. You have a Senate Democrat locked in a tight reelection race, has a secret plan. We'll get into this with John Solomon later. You have the wife of Senator Michael Bennett saying in a video on justthenews.com, there is a way to quietly defund the police by reallocating funds. Michael would say calling it defund the police is not the smartest move at the outset. So in other words, let's lie to the voters. Let's defund the police, but let's not say what it is, defunding the police. Unbelievable. But that's what they're doing. We have the latest polls out of the great state of Georgia showing a lead of now Herschel Walker. He's at 49%. If he gets to the magic number of 50% plus one, there won't be a December 6th runoff. The same with Governor Kemp. Kemp is now up with 50% of the vote. Stacey Abrams at 45. By the way, in Philly, you have desperate Democrats urging voters to stop the racists, vote on November the 8th. That's usually a sign of desperation of the Democratic Party and the machine out there. Anyway, Republicans plan to add 200,000 more cops to America's police force if they do win. Kathy McMorris Rogers calling for the end of soft on crime police, supported by Democrats. That's in addition to the Republican Party's commitments to America. It would be great for a city like Philadelphia, where they had 9 people shot this weekend. And the guy that's running for governor, Shapiro, has been nothing but a rubber stamp. Even the Washington Post, by the way, slammed Joe Biden for all his lies. He earned what they call bottomless Pinocchios. Never heard that term before. You have 4 Pinocchios, 5 Pinocchios, not bottomless ones. Anyway, category for fact checks was actually created under Donald Trump to push back on him. Anyway, they write a statement would get added to the list if it had earned a 3 or 4 Pinocchio rating and had been repeated at least 20 times. By the end of the Trump presidency, 56 claims made by Trump had qualified. Now Biden has earned his own bottomless Pinocchios. The debunked claim that he's repeated that he's traveled 17,000 miles with one of the Chinese leaders over time. He's lying about everything. Republicans don't want to cut Social Security. They don't want to cut Medicare. They're not going to do any of that. And it's just one big lie by the Democrats to scare old people. By the way, it's a pretty manipulative thing to do, don't you think? You know, somebody, I saw this, I guess Sweet Baby James saw it on social media somewhere. Threat to democracy, Democratic translation, threat to democratic power. Disinformation, that means dissent. Most secure election, rigged. Most peaceful, violent. Secure border, open. Reproductive care, abortion. Gender-affirming care. I mean, it just goes on from there. You see what's going on this election season? Do you feel the sense of urgency? This could be, think of how you felt on election night in 2016. Go back in time, in your mind's eye, that night. You know, late, it was late into the next day, I think, when it finally was announced, we can now project Donald J. Trump has been elected the president of the United States. And how happy you are. Or other elections over the course of the years. By the way, did you notice that the media that talks about all this political violence and rhetoric causing violence, they didn't mention this poor guy that had a bullet fired into his house, a Republican candidate for Congress. They didn't mention Lee Zeldin's attack, hardly. They didn't mention Carrie Lake's campaign targeted by a possible anthrax attack, white powder sent to her headquarters over the weekend. They didn't mention a Lee Zeldin supporter was choked by a rabid Democrat at a Kathy Hochul rally over the weekend. They didn't mention that either. You know, the idea that they have now taken this to, well, we can't run on any success, so democracy is in peril. Mega MAGA Republicans. I mean, Joe gets credit for being able to say it because he can't really utter complete coherent sentences, but is that what you're going to run on? Mega MAGA Republicans. What the hell is a mega MAGA Republican? We disagree with Republicans. We don't want them to win. And we can't run on the economy. We can't run on energy. We can't run on borders. We can't run on Afghanistan. We can't run on war in Europe. We can't run on how we've improved the school system. We can't run on law and order because we're the party of defund, dismantle, no bail. We can't run on secure borders because they're not secure. So we'll say Republicans are a threat to democracy. That's what we'll say. Mega MAGA. We'll stick to that. Mega MAGA Republicans. But Joe Biden promised to be the great unifier when he became president. That doesn't sound very unifying to me. Anyway, so there's a lot going on. Here's what I see happening. And I want to be very clear about this because I know a lot of people are using terms wave election, tsunami election. Now, the conditions are absolutely there that that can happen. I have been a part of wave elections. I was the MC the night Newt Gingrich became the Speaker of the House in 1994. It was at the Cobb Galleria in Georgia. It was an amazing night of my life. It was fun to be a part of history. If you look at the Republican or conservative movement in this country, it starts in the modern era. It's Reagan in 1980. It's Newt Gingrich in 1994. It's Donald Trump in 2016. And now we have flirted with socialism again, Jimmy Carterism again, with the same predictable failure and bad results. So all of the components are there. But it's going to take all of you to get up, get out and vote. And you cannot assume that this is going to be, you know, this is a fait accompli. These polls are too tight. I know it's, you might say we're overestimating, underestimating, polls haven't been right in past election cycles. All of that is true, but it's still all we have in terms of indications. The other indicators are the economy sucks, record high inflation, record gas prices, open borders, woke education, and no bail laws and record high crime rates. That's the other, you know, quality of life issues, economic issues, peace and prosperity. We're not respected around the world anymore. So it all is going to come down to turnout. And here's the truth. The truth is when you look at all of these competitive races, be it gubernatorial or senatorial races, the number of votes that will separate the party in power, that the winners versus those that lose, are going to be relatively small. When you think of the millions of people that ultimately will be voting, I would argue that if you look at the Senate race in Georgia, Senate race in North Carolina, please vote for Don Bolduc in New Hampshire. When you vote for Governor Chris Sununu, you know, Oz has to win. This is a must hold seat in Pennsylvania. He's going up against the most extreme radical Democrat that has ever run. Mandela Barnes is a close second. Raphael Warnock is a close second. Mark Kelly's a close third. They're right there. They're all 96% Schumer Biden voters. But if you look at Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and then you add Nevada and Arizona and Washington State, maybe if you're looking at tens of thousands of votes, that's it. That'll be determinative in terms of which party has control of the U.S. Senate. If you have control of the U.S. Senate, it is an extremely powerful position. If we have the House and the Senate, we can stop New Green Deal radical socialism and stop it in its tracks. We can begin an investigative process into the politicizing of the FBI and the weaponization of political differences at the DOJ. We can investigate the origins of COVID-19. We'll get to the bottom of Hunter's laptop. We'll also get the country, hopefully financially, on a sounder footing. Hopefully we'll move towards energy independence, refunding our police. You begin the process of controlling your borders. All that's in your hands. There's a lot at stake here. And when you think of, you know, Joe Biden in 2020 and Georgia and Wisconsin and Arizona, there's only 43,000 votes separating the two candidates. That's not a very big margin. Or three swing states in 2016, you know, Donald Trump victorious, 77,000 votes. That is not a lot. That is an indicator that your vote matters. The country is divided. The country split. These polls are too close. The issues are ripe. I think Republicans and conservatives and even moderates and independents will be more motivated to stop what's going on in this country. I hope so. I hope so. Hey, when we come back, we have Adam Laxalt, we got Dr. Oz, we got Ted Budd, John Solomon with a special report. We're going to get a lot of calls in. We're just doing quick hits with the candidates, and we'll have Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.